Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sharing a tear and lending a shoulder, side by side, by side.
There is a special benefit for the Palace Performing Arts Center in Albany's Park Playhouse taking place on Thursday. Side by Side by Sondheim honors the genius of one of Broadway's foremost composer lyricists. The showcase is an array of songs from Sondheim's hit shows, including Company, Follies, and A Little Night Music, to name just a few. Plus, collaborations with Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, Jules Stein, Gypsy, and Richard Rodgers' Do I Hear a Waltz. Simple staging, a small cast, and two pianos allow the songs to shine. To tell us more, we welcome Sean Allen, Director of Marketing for the Palace Theater in Albany, and Owen Smith, the Producing Artistic Director of the Park Playhouse. It's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Very nice to have you here, and very nice. How did this collaboration come to be?
Well, this is really an instance where two arts organizations that, you know, were doing well and growing saw an opportunity to come together to try to advance our artistic and educational missions even further. And it really was a common sense series of steps. You know, our board of directors got together and were talking about, you know, the Palace's calendar is heavily weighted to the months of September through May. Park Playhouse is so summer-based. There's a lot of synergy there just in terms of the schedule. So we saw an opportunity to share resources, share staff, share physical inventory, and came up with a shared services agreement that really makes us both better and deeper organizations. And this first event here on Thursday, May 29th, this Side by Side by Sondheim, is really our first celebration of these two organizations working together. And it's an opportunity for the public to get behind what we're doing and support both organizations at once.
So you're still separate, but equal, right? Because you still
Absolutely.
Have because you're both basically run by the city, right?
Well, actually, neither organization is run by the city. In both cases, we perform in city-owned property. You know, the
there
Palace is a city-owned building.
Right.
Park Playhouse is obviously in Washington Park, which is a municipal park. But
right.
In point, in fact, both organizations are independent 501c3 nonprofit organizations.
Separate board, separate
Correct.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Separate taxes. So, you know, what it really is it's, like I say, common sense steps where, you know, the Palace has, for an example, the Palace has a professionally run, fully staffed box office all year round.
Right.
Park Playhouse needs a box office for our reserved seating section, which, you know, for the Palace is no big deal to run. So for Park Playhouse, instead of taking on the massive expense of bringing on new staff every year to run the box office and staffing it up and training them, instead, we're going to take advantage of the resources at the Palace, provide some additional part-time work to our staff there, and they'll staff our box office in the park. It only makes it a more professional, more well-run organization.
And Sean, it's one of those things where it just seems to benefit everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it creates an opportunity for collaborations as well.
And one of those collaborations is this event, which, so who ultimately is putting this on?
Well, Park Playhouse is putting on the entertainment piece of it, but really the Palace is the driver of sort of this unique backstage ball portion. You know, at 6 o'clock, guests who are supporting us with a $150 donation can come and actually have a party on the Palace stage. It's a view that's usually reserved for the artists themselves.
Yeah.
But our patrons will be able to come, have a cocktail party on the stage, get to see that beautiful view of the theater, learn a little bit about how things work backstage, find out some interesting facts about the history of that building that's been there since 1931, but very few people have had this opportunity to sort of peek behind the curtain. So really, the Palace is sort of hosting the party. The Park Playhouse is bringing in the performers and the act.
That's great. And when you think, so it'll be your venue, mm-hmm. The Palace, and then the performance, so the ball's at 6 o'clock, and then the show will actually start at 8.
Yes, and the show itself is open to the public for single tickets as well. So if you can't make it to the fundraising backstage ball, you can come just for the performance of Side by Side by Sondheim, and tickets for that are $25.
So, and I guess you, we've heard Owen's side of this, so I assume there is that you get something out of this as well, which is really to provide entertainment year-round.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it gives us the opportunity to increase our staff as well. You know, Owen has come on. There's a couple of other shared positions in the theater, and that's made a big difference with the size of our staff and being able to kind of just day-to-day functions.
Just in terms of some of the things that we're sharing, you know, both organizations at this point have saved over $50,000 to their staffing costs by having people from each organization sort of pick up some of the duties that we would need to have a full-time staff member to handle if it weren't for the fact that we were sharing folks between the two organizations. The other thing from the point of view of the Palace, I think we're getting a lot more depth in the arts education area.
Absolutely.
Park Playhouse has had a 20-year history of providing hands-on arts education programs to students throughout the region. We have a long-running relationship with a number of school districts, including the City School District of Albany. And the Palace now is taking advantage of that. Just this past month, Park Playhouse presented for the Palace a youth production of a musical called Pinkalicious, which we had 2,300 kids at the Palace one morning, entirely free of charge, getting to see many of them, their very first theatrical
Pinkalicious.
Production. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very fun. When you think about, because now your season will officially get underway when?
July 1st. We open with Hands on a Hard Body, which is the Northeast regional premiere of the new musical by Trey Anastasio. That starts July 1st. Oliver starts August 2nd.
And those are two very different shows.
Yeah, very different shows. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a common theme there. They're about people that are desperate. I always like to find that common theme in our season, what sort of ties it all together. But, you know, it's desperate people in Longview, Texas, modern day, and desperate people in 1830s London, England. So there's certainly, it's a very different look, very different feel. You know, when we close Hands on a Hard Body in July, we've got about 5 days to completely reset that stage to be ready for Oliver, you know, that August 2nd date. So, they are very different shows. One of the really exciting things about Oliver is we're taking advantage of some of the awesome student talent in this area. We've got over 40 local students in that production, all of whom are really, really incredible. Hands on a Hard Body, of course, is a professional talent, not only from the region, people like Benita Zahn of WNYT, who's an awesome singer and actor, but also people from as far south as Georgia, as far west as Houston, Texas. I mean, we draw a lot of talent from out throughout the region for that July production.
This is one of those shows that that opened up. It didn't do great on Broadway. It closed fairly early. Then it gets nominated for a Tony, and then people are like, "Oh, I wish I had seen it." And then and then the cast album comes out, and it's great.
Yeah.
And then you think, "Well, you know, this would be a wonderful show to see."
I was one of the people, Joe, that was lucky enough to see one of the 28 performances they did of it on Broadway, and I was staggered when it closed. I think that it's a risky proposition. You know, investors on Broadway oftentimes have their hat in a number of different shows. The folks that had invested in this one were, in fact, involved with a couple of different productions last season. My sense is if it had continued to play through that Tony Award season, it probably would have taken off because it is so very unique. You know, 10 people standing around a Nissan truck with their hands glued to it wouldn't seem like the best subject matter for a musical, but it's that sort of unique spark that it gives the show. It's really something different. And the score is fantastic. You know, I can't say enough about Trey Anastasio's music and
how... the music's great.
It's incredible.
Yeah, the album was... the cast album was great. Now, let me ask you, so how did it end up? Because a year ago, you know, it had just closed. So now it's going to be in Albany, which seems like a short turnaround.
It is. I mean, I think that they, the authors of the play and the producers of the original production, I think sensed a real opportunity for this play to have a life in the regional theater world. And so they quickly turned around the availability of the royalties. And as soon as I received word that this play was available for licensing through Samuel French, which is a licensing organization out of the city, we instantly put our bid in on it and were able to secure it. We're only actually the second regional production in the entire country. There's a production in Houston that opens about a week before us. But as far as the Northeast is concerned, this is certainly the first regional production of the play.
That's terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, some great things happening at the Palace throughout the summer as well. And not to bury the lead, but Ringo.
Absolutely.
And I guess there's some tickets still. How does that work? Are there some like special tickets available, or are they all gone too?
There are currently some VIP tickets available, and those are sort of also as part of a fundraiser for the Palace Theater. It's the very few remaining tickets. They're $250, and those help to benefit the Palace Theater. We also have a lot of other great events. We have Jackson Browne coming this summer, Diana Ross. Queens of the Stone Age. So a little bit for everybody and certainly a lot of legends as well.
Yeah, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell.
Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, absolutely, doing his musical show on June 20th, which is really fantastic.
I was part of the last time he was at the Palace, so
I'm sure this will be much better.
I remember.
this is a very different show. Yes,
yeah, much very different show.
Much probably all be better if I just played a banjo or something. It would have been better. So a lot going on, and you can check it all out. It's palacealbany.com to find out more information about the backstage ball, which begins at 6 o'clock. This is all Thursday night, by the way. Thursday night, the backstage ball at 6, and side by side by Sondheim begins at 8. You don't have to go to both. You can just buy tickets for the show. But if you'd like to take part and help out these wonderful organizations, you can do that as well and find out information by going to palacealbany.com. Meanwhile, your website is
parkplayhouse.com.
Parkplayhouse.com, and find out about your great schedule coming up for this summer, including Hands on Hard Body and Oliver. It's a great pleasure to have both of you here, Sean Allen, Owen Smith. I wish you all the luck in the world this summer season, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Joe. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.